Sex and drugs and rock and roll. 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 Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
A little Mr. Ian Dury for you there. That's actually off of the Stiff box set. It's off of other places too. But that is Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. For that, Fear, I Love Living in the City. Pulled that off of The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 1. And of course, Daisy Chainsaw. Right now, Miss Lena Lovitch with Lucky Number. And coming up at the top of the hour, Mr. Wesley Greaves.
Keep me centered. tuning in, I'm tuning in, I'm tuning red, I'm tuning Japanese, I think I'm tuning Japanese, I really think so.
Yeah. 101.3 KCPR, finishing up a little new wave set. The last song from Christy's show was The Vapors of Turning Japanese, of course. And I just finished up with The Plimsolls, Million Miles Away, Squeeze, Is That Love, and Q Phil, Dancing in Heaven. And right now we're going to get into a set with, you know, some stuff that I used to play here a long, long time ago, and how people from one band kind of transfer to another. And that's going to be Camper Van Beethoven, Pictures of Matchstick Men, right here on 91.3 KCPR.
Thank you. okay to make a little mess out of your life. Cause you don't need a diagram to tell you how to have a good time. I say, we'll be right back.
Just like that murder in 73, just like that robbery in 62. All these things that have happened to me, I kept them all in. I kept it all in.
KCPR Alumni Weekend this weekend, and hanging out with me is the lovely and scribbled Christy Duncan. Hi, Christy.
Greetings.
Nice to see you again.
Why, thank you, Wes.
Christy's been helping me out because I'm a little dysfunctional when it comes to vinyl turntables.
CDs are your friend.
They are. But, you know, one thing about CDs being your friends and versus, let's say, ones that are here in the studio, because we've been going through the stacks pulling stuff, is that, of course, our CDs at home aren't like marked with how they end.
So we're all like, you know, does it end cold? Does it fade? I don't know. I haven't listened to this and, you know, whatever.
I mean, you know the song by heart. You can sing it, but it's not quite the same when you're running around with your head cut off and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, we're going to get into another set right now. This is some other music that I used to play. This is a band called Bel Canto. I'm not exactly sure they're from. I think they're from Belgium. This is kind of like, I don't even know what genre it really fits in, but
ambient? Nah.
No, it's kind of like techno dance, maybe. I don't know. Maybe somebody else out there might know, but, you know, I just really like them. They're one of the bands I kind of discovered while I was working here, playing around in the stacks like you did as well.
Happy Flowers. Mom, I gave the cat some acid.
That's right, and not to mention Baby Flamehead.
Yes, Baby Flamehead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I like the last song that you played in your set, which was...
That would have been The Vapors, Turning Japanese.
That's right. Anyway, here we go. And, of course, if you're a KCPR alumni, you know, of course, that right now there's a barbecue going on at Cuesta Park. It's going on until about 6 o'clock. So come on down. We'd like to see you.
And don't forget tonight at the Dairy.
That's right. That's at 9 o'clock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else I'm going to be doing later in the show?
What's that?
I'm going to give out a recipe for this fantastic Southwestern chicken pizza that used to be from a restaurant that was at Grand and Monterey that no longer exists. It used to be called Coyote Grill. It's now Izzy's.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really, really great recipe. The key to the thing is a barbecue sauce, because I don't know if, you know, any of you local, or if you're, like, really into cooking and all that kind of stuff, there's really two fantastic barbecue sauces out of San Luis Obispo. You know what those are?
What would that be, Wes?
That would be McClintock's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that really is like a heavy molasses. That's good with a tri-tip in your chicken.
Yep.
Especially if you do up the chicken and you throw it in, like, let's say, a Caesar salad. And then, of course, the other one is, and this is the key thing, it's a Mexican sweet and sour sauce. And I'm going to give you the name of that a little later. And it's the deal with that is that it bakes and it doesn't lose the sweetness like maybe some other kind of a wine sauce. But one of the little things I actually learned here in school besides, let's say, architecture or something like that.
Music and cooking tips from Wesley Greaves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting hungry already. Okay, so here we are with Bel Canto, Shoulder to the Wheel. Thank you.
Yeah.
91.3 KCPR. That was Kitchens of Distinction, a song called He Holds Her, He Needs Her. Before that, of course, we had Daniel Dax, Tomorrow Never Knows, which is a Beatles cover. And as Christy and I were talking while we were playing that, you never know who's going to be covering a Beatles song, do you?
You never know.
And you are the consummate Beatle collector, so you said you're going to go out and buy that album?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go out and search for it because, you know, the Beatles stuff's just too darn expensive to collect.
Yeah.
I had to say darn because we're on the air and stuff. But, you know, Beatles covers, you never know where you might find them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And always the popular stuff, especially when somebody does a completely different twist on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Miss Dax did.
Yes, she did.
Now, remember that recipe for the pizza I was promising you?
Oh, please tell us, do.
Okay, the name of the barbecue sauce is pepper plant barbecue sauce. It is a sweet and sour Mexican barbecue sauce, essentially. But the key thing is, you know, if you don't make your own dough, you just want to go ahead and get a bobole crust. And if you're going to use a bobole crust, always just go out and invest in a really good pizza stone, you know. And you just barbecue up some chicken and slice it like along the breast, you know, boneless, skinless chicken breast. And you just make nice long strips of it. And you, on top of the bobole crust, you just put down a little bit of mozzarella cheese. Then on top of that, you lay down these strips of chicken, okay?
All right.
They've been, like, cooked without any kind of seasoning on it or anything like that.
Okay, just plain old chicken.
You got it. And then you take some green bell pepper.
All right.
And you also, you know, cut it lengthwise in small strips. And you lay it out in the pizza kind of like a radial pattern from the center, okay? This is...
For those of you at home, Wes would be doing visual cues with his hands right now.
That's you're right. I am very much so. I'm French-Canadian. It's just kind of the way we talk. Can't do it any other way. And on top of that, you just take some crumbled feta cheese, and you just put it on top. And then you cover the whole concoction, you know, with as much as you can stand with this this pepper plant sweet and sour Mexican barbecue sauce. And you just bake it for 20 minutes, and you come out, and you've just got this fantastic pizza.
Rockin'.
You know, it is so really, really good. And speaking of...
Do you have
of,
some music that would go with that pizza?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. But I think any music would go with it. Along with a certain ale that starts with a B and ends in two S's, and figure out the middle letter for yourself.
Right on.
Yeah, and that's the way that Coyote Grill place used to serve it, you know. And I think that restaurant there at the corner of Grand and Monterey, before Izzy's and before Coyote Grill, has probably had, I don't know, more restaurants in there than probably Bill Clinton has had girlfriends. But I'm just guessing, you know, on that one. Bad joke. I know. You know, we're going to take a little departure right now. One of the things I never ever got to do while I was on the air here was actually make a dedication. And I'm going to kind of do this. We were supposed to have a special guest today. I wanted to be able to kind of like tag on the Penn State radio journalism program because a good friend of mine was from there. She couldn't make it today. But I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this little song for her. It's from the band Wings, and it's a song called Jet. Right here on 91.3 KCPR.
Yeah! Vietnam, the Beatles and the Stones made it good to be alone. past the sides. Watch phone news run to hide. The dignified don't even enter in the game.
Come on, boy. Come on, girl. Succumb to the need to surrender. Come on, boy. Come on, girl. Succumb to the need to surrender. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
Okay, finishing up a little UK set. That was Oasis, Wonderwall. Before that, we had Jam, Beach Surrender. And to kind of like tie things together with Wings, we had the House of Love doing Beatles and the Stones. This is Wesley Greaves getting ready to sign off with the 4 o'clock hour coming up. We've got Sheila and Patty and Pam and Yvonne. A gaggle of girls are going to take care of you guys out there today.
Woohoo!
Yes, it's going to be very, very nice. It's going to have a very diverse mix of music, I'm sure. Wouldn't you agree, Christy?
I think I would.
Yeah, and Christy, I just want to thank you for hanging out with me and keeping me company today. And
hey, sure. I got to play his like trainee grunt today and like, you know, help put stuff away in the stacks.
Thank you for helping me keep it all together.
You betcha. Anything for you, Wes.
Oh, Christy, we go way back, baby Flamehead.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to take off right now with this last song for the hour, and it's going to be Garbage with number one Crush from the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.